The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10, letter number 3069, the last letter in the month of Mar Cheshvan, Baruch Hashem, 29th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tazvah, Brooklyn, Harav HaChosid, etc., with the titles, Marin David Shichya Levi Edelman. He was in Springfield, Massachusetts. He ran the yeshiva over there. And apparently he wrote to the Rebbe that his financial situation is okay, but he doesn't have students. So what does he do? Shalom uvracha. First, the Rebbe says, I'm surprised. I don't have any news about those who you wrote in your letter about a pidyon nefesh, even though that they had reminded you several times that for many reasons, it's important to find out, even after you send a pidyon nefesh, a redemption of soul note, we want to know what's doing with these people. In other words, connect. If somebody sends a note to the Rebbe through you, you should follow up. May it be the will of the blessed Hashem. You should be a good agent to give good news. Tomid kol hayomim, all the days. The fact that you write that you have just a small amount of students, so the Rebbe says it would be fitting that you should consult with your colleagues, those who run the Tomchet Mimim or Achit Mimim in the outposts, like in the outside of New York, in the Ore HaSodeh, how they're active to increase the number of students. That would probably for sure be good also in your place to figure out what they're doing. If it's successful in other places, it should work for you too. Why don't you consult with the other yeshivas, see how they bring in students? And the Rebbe says, by you, it should work for sure. Because if your financial situation is good, as you write in your letter, so for sure you have to increase the number of students. And the Rebbe says, if you work, it's not going to go empty-handed. Especially that the blessings of my father and the Rebbe is resting in all the institutions that he founded and those that are running in his spirit. The Rebbe blesses him for good news in all of the above. So the Rebbe basically says that when you send the Rebbe a note from somebody else, follow up. Tell him what's going on with those people. In other words, keep right. That connection. Number two, you're complaining that you don't have enough students. Rebbe says, why don't you look what others are doing? If it works for them, it'll work for you too. Especially, the Rebbe says, that your financial situation is good. So the Rebbe says, if you work hard, it won't go empty-handed. The Rebbe's brachas are in the institution that he founded, and they follow in the spirit. The Rebbe blesses him to give good news and all the above.